The bill would start with a state audit of all agencies looking at how they're using artificial intelligence to increase efficiency. By 2026, agencies would have to report to the legislature full-time positions that could be made more efficient through AI tools. By 2030, they'd have to include proposals in every budget for how to reduce state jobs. Republican Nate Gustafson of Fox Crossing says the aim is not to cut the workforce, but to reduce burnout among current employees.
If we can implement that alongside our current workforce, it's going to alleviate a lot of that stress that we've been seeing on our state agencies.
While no one criticized the plan Thursday, some Democrats expressed concern when it was heard in committee. They say it's premature to put state workforce benchmarks in law for a technology that's still developing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.